The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Says religion should move outside of school hours as an opt-out approach fails children badly. Paddy Monaghan is a teacher and a member of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Good morning, Paddy.
Hi, yeah, thanks very much for having me on.
What impact does it have when you have children sitting in the classroom who have to be removed because their parents have decided that religion isn't for them?
I'm actually really glad you asked that. I've never been asked that before. It's heartbreaking. I find it just demoralising as a teacher. I'm caught on the hop because I'm not used to talking about my personal feelings on this, and it undermines my feeling of professionalism. And it breaks my heart actually that we've kids sitting in class, sort of isolated, and they're being treated differently on the basis of their religious background, which I just think is so wrong. And it's so wrong to put teachers in this position, because the one thing I really wanted to stress on this is my colleagues are brilliant. My colleagues are absolutely great. And the teaching, I have so much respect for the teaching profession. I only came back to teaching a couple of years ago, and I've learned so much from them. So I'm not blaming teachers here. I love my colleagues and I'm learning so much from them. But sitting there as kids are supposedly opted out, and they just sit there throughout lessons, and at confirmation time and communion time, it's much worse, because so much time, so much school time. I said in the article, it's practically as much school time, day to day, practically as much school time is spent on religion as on science,
but there is a percentage, isn't there, of time that teachers have to allocate to the teaching of religion, even in Educate Together schools, which are more agnostic than schools run by the Catholic or the Protestant faith.
I can't speak for Educate Together schools, but yes, in Catholic schools, it's currently 30 minutes every day. And then during confirmation and communion preparation, it's much, much more than that. And that's the difficulty. That's the difficult position that teachers are placed in. Like, I should stress here, contractually, I do what I'm told. Contractually, I do my job, because I am absolutely not undermining my job, and I'm not putting myself at risk here, because we are made to do this. This is what the department makes us do. I'm not blaming the schools. I'm not blaming the parents. I think basically we need change from the minister, because as one of the delegates said, we spoke about this at the INTO Congress, and I was one of the speakers, and another speaker said, we may need to be anonymous. INTO are going to survey members about this. And she said, they better do so anonymously, because teachers do not feel free to talk about this. Mm. The Employment Equality Act, a piece of legislation, teachers can be fired for, just let me talk for a second, teachers can be fired for undermining the religious ethos. Now, there's a raft of employment legislation for everyone else in this country. It's covered by the employee-employer relationship. Well, is covered by a load of employment.
The point I was going to make was that the Board of Management normally involves a priest if it's a Catholic school, so therefore you can understand teachers' reluctance to come out. What's the solution here?
Well, the reason teachers are reluctant is not because of the Board of Management. The reason teachers are reluctant is because of Section 37 of that Act, undermining religious ethos. It's the vaguest piece of legislation. One of the solutions, number one, is for Norma Foley to completely repeal that piece of legislation. It's disgusting. There's a raft of employment legislation covering your job and everyone else in the country. Why are teachers subject to this vague notion of undermining religious ethos? That's number one. And the next solution is really, really simple, and we need to talk about this. Removing religious faith formation outside school hours, as simple as that, so the kids aren't othered in class, so the kids who aren't Irish aren't sitting there quietly doing nothing, and Irish kids who aren't religious, whose families aren't religious, aren't sitting there basically othered in the classroom for half an hour a day and for much longer. One of my lowest experiences as a teacher is when I'm asked, I've done a lot of subbing, and in that I show up in the day, I never know what I'm going to be asked to do because I'm only back teaching, and one of them is I sit there with a class of the kids who have opted out of religion, and it's confirmation day, and they've been herded into a classroom, and while all the other kids are making their confirmation. Now, this is often the case. You'd be talking at least a third of the children not making, one in three not making their confirmation. So they're herded into a classroom. They're left there alone for the day. What I would say is at least half the kids don't come in. So half the opted out kids just skip school. They're marked absent. They're herded into a classroom, treated in their uniforms while all the other kids have their big day. And now some people say, well, it's inclusive because they can attend the ceremony. Yeah, they can attend as onlookers, as viewers.
But they're not participants, and it makes a difference. Paddy, we leave it there. Paddy Monaghan, teacher and member of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Thank you very much for that. 53106, if you want to give us your thoughts on that one.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.